presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX market news.
July 22, 10 o'clock America New York, crude oil forecast, prices supported by oil fundamentals as FOMC looms. Crude oil prices looks to U.S. economic data for direction this week after fourth consecutive positive close for WTI.
New York Times Business.
July 22, 8 o'clock America New York, extreme heat shows the need for another kind of climate investment. Almost all climate finance focuses on mitigating climate change. But money is increasingly pouring into helping people adapt to the effects of global warming. Copyright, Patrick T.
Marginal Revolution.
July 22, 7:20 America New York, Victory City. In the upper Deccan of India lies Hampi, today just a village and ancient ruins but once the seat of the Vijayanagara Empire which ruled most of South India from 1336 to 1565.
Marginal Revolution.
July 22, 5:32 America New York, why I do not use psychedelics. I am not sure how many people should use psychedelics, and I do not wish anything in this post to be construed as advice. It does seem obvious to me, however, that 1960s popular music was more creative because some individuals used psychedelics. I've also seen evidence that psychedelics can help, only some, individuals with depression.
New York Times Business. July 22, 5:01 America New York, a decade ago, Jeff Bezos bought a newspaper. Now he's paying attention to it again. The Amazon founder, who purchased the Washington Post for $250 million in 2013, has taken a more active role in the paper's operations this year. Copyright, Lincoln Agnew. New York Times Business.
July 22, 5:01 America New York. As student loans come due again, many borrowers lose a lifeline. The payment pause freed up money that gave people breathing room, or allowed them to help family members in need. They will soon have to budget for that expense. Copyright. Michelle Gabel for the New York Times. Jonathan and Ashley Dorn of Albany used the student loan moratorium to pay off over $10,000 in credit card debt.
New York Times Business.
July 22, 5 o'clock America New York. How did the White House's AI commitments stack up? Seven leading AI companies made eight promises about what they'll do with their technology. Our columnist sizes up their potential impact. Copyright. Kenny Holston, The New York Times. President Biden speaking on Friday about commitments that seven companies made to manage the risks of artificial intelligence.
New York Times Business.
July 22, 5 o'clock America New York, how Gilead profited by slow walking a promising HIV therapy. Gilead delayed a new version of a drug, allowing it to extend the patent life of a blockbuster line of medications, internal documents show. Copyright. Todd Anderson for the New York Times. David Swisher is among the people suing Gilead.
New York Times Business. July 22, 3 o'clock America New York, UPS contract talks go down to the wire as a possible strike looms. With the Teamsters contract set to expire August 1, pay for part-time workers is a major hurdle. A walkout could rattle the U.S. economy. Copyright. Jenna Schoenefeld for the New York Times. UPS workers at a union rally in Los Angeles on Wednesday.
Marginal Revolution.
July 22, 0:32 America New York, German deindustrialization crisis of the day. New orders at the country's engineering companies, long a bellwether for the health of Germany Inc., have been dropping like a stone, falling 10% in May alone, the eighth consecutive decline.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 22, 0:01 America New York. The horrible performance review that set him on the road to CEO. John Payton led Dine Brands, the owner of Applebee's and IHOP, through the pandemic as a rookie chief executive. But first, he had to get the job. Here's the path he took to get there. Copyright. Kevin Serna for the Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. July 22, 0:01 America New York. Why America's largest tool company couldn't make a wrench in America. A highly automated Texas factory was supposed to bring the manufacturing of Craftsman Mechanics tools back to American shores. The $90 million project was doomed by equipment problems and slow production. Copyright. Evan Jenkins for the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 22, 0:00 America, New York, I'm Not the Nanny. Hollywood's fiery activist gears up for a long fight. Sitcom star Fran Drescher's blunt appeals are galvanizing the actors' union in its labor negotiations. Wake up and smell the coffee. Copyright, Valerie Macon, AFP via Getty Images.